Private rivers, or a variation of currents along the sandbars of female existence. What if the fear of solitude is stronger than the pull of attraction? Why do smart women endure dumb behavior? How much will a wife endure to prop up a dream that has long been deferred? Who would willingly consent to being lonely rather than alone? And where does such a creature of a certain age learn to be a molded, folded, properly scolded woman in this perpetual self-annihilating culture? Limbs strewn across pages, compromised, emaciated, dilapidated, vacuumed, waxed, airbrushed, gender-defying pubescent grown-ups hungry for another fix of diet powder to quell the conscience of soul, or better yet, another cupcake to redirect the anger. But of all the glorious things to focus on in this world of women, why this diatribe? Why now? I've ranted on the topic. It feels like a speech, hashed and rehashed with original variation and relevant conversational intervals. Why am I so compelled? What is equality, diversity, inclusion, if we don't embrace these traits within? Equity in our mind, diversity of our bodies, including ourselves in our good deeds. No matter how many homes we own, children we raise, worthy causes we embrace, global art projects we mount, stages we grace, companies we run, lives we change, there is still one life that stands under such brutal scrutiny that I am forced to write again and again. A friend guides me to a website devoted to botched and long-worn cosmetic surgeries. She tries to show me others, but one is too many. A graveyard of mangled flesh, the mishaps, aftermaths, permanent bruises, slips from tuck, implant migrations, the promises to self broken. When it is over, I turn off my computer, but I can't shut out what I see. I lay in bed and my eyelids replay the visuals of the day, which along Mendocino's rugged, wooded, expansive sky, edge of Earth's shores, usually provides a nightly zoetrope of awe. But not this night. Instead, inhospitable hospital hell invades my dreams, and I wake to the dull ache of this poem. A raging internal debate about the sanctity of the Hippocratic Oath and the beloved faces of women I adore, now on the verge of paying someone to shoot botulism into their creases, suck out some flesh, or beta test a newfangled scalpel thing on their crow's feet. It isn't about choice, but choosing. Just because we can doesn't mean we have to. Age or die. That's all we get, no matter how hard we try to convince the body otherwise. Sure, we can become smooth mono expressions and website cautionary tales, or we can choose to embrace the gravity of what comes in between, to love ourselves and our falling everythings, our not enoughs, our too muches, our unworthies. The line between perfection and perception pulled from insanity's abyss, and safely nestled in our own hands. What if it were possible for a woman to catch an arm of sunlight and use it to melt the war against herself? Imagine what she could do next.